If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to stephaniemiller.com to find out how.
Hey, everybody, look, it's Jill Sobule. Hey. She's on her way to audition for the remake of Hee Haw. But I love your overalls. It's so fantastic.
I know, I am.
Here, get up on your microphone.
Well,
look how excited Max and Fred are. They're all like, do you see them laying like a manger scene? Because she was sitting there with her with her guitar. They're like,
does everyone know that what they look like?
Yes. They're like, is she going to sing? And you and I have discovered a new dream together because I was showing you Tucker, my new mini pony boyfriend. He's a mini horse pony. He's only a few weeks old. And you said, when we retire, we're going to get a lesbian compound and we're going to have mini animals. That's my dream. We're going to get mini goats. We're going to get mini.
That is my dream, too.
Me,
no,
too.
Serious.
Oh, my God.
I want a baby goat.
Jim, you're invited.
Do you know what my thing is?
What?
My thing is these days?
What?
Interspecies.
Really?
Love.
Really?
Videos. Interspecies.
Love wins.
Porn videos. You know,
oh,
don't you love
God.
The... You know, the...
What is happening, Jill Sobule?
No, it's when the orangutan and the hound dog, you see those kind of...
Yeah, see, this is what gay marriage has led to. Do you see?
I know, it's gone downhill.
Slippery, slippery slope. Hello, and I didn't know your dad, you said, was a vet. You said that you can neuter animals? That's...
Well, yeah, my dad was a veterinarian, and every summer I would work
okay.
for him. Yeah, I assisted.
Jim just crossed his legs, just to be safe.
Such an easy operation.
Oh, okay. All right. So, by the way, we were just talking about Donald Trump's latest anti-Semitic thing, which, by the way, if you're a minority group, if you were hoping that he's going to get to you, he's going to get to you. Don't worry.
It'll get there.
Yeah. Right.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. It is. The lies are even more fantastic than the initial, the fact that it's a sheriff's thing, which, no. And also, you found it on a neo-Nazi website. Here is Corey Lewandowski. This is his thuggy ex-campaign manager. Okay.
There was another controversy yesterday stirred by Donald Trump. I'm sure that you have seen this, but this is an image of Hillary Clinton alongside $100 bills and then a star that is the shape of the Star of David. It bears the words, most corrupt candidate ever. 2 hours later, Donald Trump deleted that tweet. He tweeted out a new one without that Star of David. And you can see there was a lot of criticism over this. Why does this keep happening?
Look, a tweet is a simple tweet. And the bottom line is you can read into things that aren't there.
Right? Crazy.
Right,
you're crazy
sure.
if you think that's somehow in some way anti-Semitic. What?
The tweet.
He said, he said it's political correctness run amok again.
Is he the new greatest CNN commentator
yes,
ever.
Yes, yes. He's the guy that roughed up the female reporter. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, here he is again.
You know, this is a simple
star. Are you
star
saying that...
Wait.
You're
movement.
Saying that that is a simple star. A simple star that you would expect, you know, like a star that you would give a child, a sticker, the star that would be used in things would have 5 points, not six. You're saying that people are reading too much into this.
It's the same star that sheriff's departments across the country use all over the place to represent law enforcement.
Shut up.
To read into something that isn't there is, you know what, I think, again, that's the mainstream media trying to attack Donald Trump for something that really isn't there. So they put a new tweet up with a circle.
Uh-huh.
The message is the same. Let's look at the message. The message is that the FBI is investigating the leading Democrat frontrunner.
And why did they pull it and then send out the new tweet with, instead of that star... And it wasn't a 5-point star, it was a circle the next time he did it.
The bottom line is,
the
bottom line, this is political correctness run amok.
Political correctness.
It was from a Nazi website, you schmuck.
Right. Trump also included the hashtag America First with the image. The phrase, which has been adopted as a campaign slogan, was first used in the 1940s, Jim, by those who thought the U.S. should not go to war against Nazi Germany. Another weird coincidence. Trump advisor said the image was harmless. There is nothing to see here. He said there was never any intention of anti-Semitism.
Right.
From
a far-right website.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Trump
sure.
has, in a speech to Republican Jewish group last year, he told the crowd that he said the crowd probably wouldn't support him because I don't want your money.
Wow.
There that is again, the Jews and the money thing. Is that weird? Okay. Hey, guess who says that that's BS? David Duke. Who said, thanks for the assist.
Yeah.
Yeah. Former KKK leader David Duke Tuesday dismissed Donald Trump's explanation of his tweet. Blah, blah, blah. He said, Duke praised Trump for the tweet, saying his tweet was all true. And he said all Jewish extremists are supporting Clinton.
Wow.
Huh.
Wow. Welcome.
Does it bother anyone that Trump like raises his right hand when he's at the rallies?
Fairly looks easy to catch familiar. That image. Yeah, what is that?
And his profile, he's got that lip, he's got that Mussolini thing.
Oh yeah, definitely Mussolini.
I would do anything, Jim, to feed him something or something to drink so that he would have a little Hitler mustache. Yeah, in some way. Just coincidentally. Oh, wait, smile. It's fantastic.
One that, you know, indelible ink.
Yes.
Would never come off.
No, it's just a shadow. No, don't look at it.
Mom, God rest her soul, what would she think of this? This would kill her Mahjong friends if they had not already died, right?
I think she would be appalled at the same time.
Right. This is on the day that Haley Wiesel died.
He sends
this tweet, right?
Yeah.
I think what it is, it's so breathtaking, the racism he's shown so far. You don't even know how to react anymore.
And his most avid backers
are
from the alt-right or anti-Semitic. It's amazing. And I keep thinking everyone says they're just this group of 12 people, but I'm not so sure.
He's getting votes, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. A little more than that.
Right. Speaker Ryan, who Jim Ward has pointed out, is already beginning to resemble a lemur. His eyes just sort of getting bigger and bigger. Every time Donald Trump says something, he has to poke his head out of his office. And
he said what?
He said what now?
Oh.
Yes. Okay, here he is.
Look, anti-Semitic images, they've got no place in a presidential campaign. Candidates should know that. The tweet's been deleted. I don't know what flunky put this up there. They obviously got to fix that. We got to get back to the issues that matter to the public. I was doing the Kenosha parade, the Racine parade, grilling brats with volunteers and family. If I had to stop everything and comment to a ridiculous tweet sent up by this campaign, I'd have no time for anything else.
Wow. And yet, they don't know what to do, and yet he's supporting him.
I know.
I mean, one more. Speaker Ryan yesterday.
I really believe he's got to clean up the way his new media works. But most importantly, as you know, this one of the few times I spoke out against him during the primary very forcefully was in this area when he failed to disavow supremacists, white supremacists. And so, look, I made this really, really clear. The point is, I think he's got to clean this up. My understanding is this is what done by staff, not by he himself. Mm. But more importantly, they've got to clean this thing up.
He's going to be, Trump will be meeting with House leaders, Republican and Senate leaders Thursday. He said members will be free to talk about different angles and ideas, and probably some people will give their opinions on how to run the campaign. I'm guessing there's going to be a lot of shut the up, Donnie. He asked about his comfort level with Trump. He said, I always look for constant improvement. Oh, that's so hopeful.
Wow.
So hopeful and happy. You are nursing your voice. Are you going to sing for us? I'll see a guitar.
I'll sing. But I got some really amazing news.
Okay, go ahead. Oh, Jill Sobule has some amazing news, everybody. And it is not that she kissed a girl. We already know that. Okay.
This is a good sign.
Okay, you need to get closer to your microphone.
This is a good sign.
Okay.
My brother,
yes,
who we don't understand, is the hardcore Republican in the family.
Oh, I got one. Yeah.
Called me up.
Yes.
3 days ago, and he goes, Jill, are you sitting down?
Uh-huh.
I might have to vote for Hillary.
Oh, God. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, God. Oh, God. The gates of hell have opened.
But if he is going to do it, I think that's, to me, I have hope in mankind.
Yes.
I
agree with the president. We have to run scared. But it's smelling a little landslidey. To me, how are you doing? Because you famously wrote a Democratic Socialist, which you sang a lot of Bernie rallies.
Yes.
How are you? Because I know when we talked, when was it? A few weeks ago, you were like, I'm a little scared because things were feeling heated between the Hillary and Bernie crowds. How are you feeling now?
Well, I think people are. I know that there's the divide in the Bernie camp. You know, that Bernie or bust. I think people are looking right now and they're going, There's no choice.
Yeah. Well, polling, at least so far, is not bearing out that there's a. I mean, I think I'm seeing anywhere from 75% to 80% of Bernie's followers are already in the Clinton camp. So I don't know whether it's more that thing where you just what you see online is different than what's in reality. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, I don't see that the Bernie people. You always hear the 20 or something percent are going to vote for Trump, and I believe that's hooey.
Right.
Hooey. I've never said.
I don't believe Hooey has ever been spoken.
What year was I born?
On the show before.
But I think now the important thing is to get the Army out.
Right.
To get them not just in local issues, get them excited about
right.
that, but to get them
right.
truly out to make sure it's a landslide.
Right. Right. I did not like seeing there was a headline of HuffPost yesterday about Sanders fans going crazy over Clinton not being indicted. And I'm like, I've just been saying this from day one. She's not going to be indicted. And it's just, you know, I just hope, because I just loved the whole, the president and Hillary together yesterday. You, I just thought like it was such great energy. And he clearly is so excited. And, you know, just, and you were saying, again, speaking of alternate realities, you were watching Fox News for God knows what reason. But you were saying that they were talking about, oh, he was terrible, he was stumbling. And
yeah, if you like, look at Drudge Report today, there's a thing that he was stuttering and that his speech was a mess. And I thought it was like the first time I saw Obama talk. It was that kind of energy.
He was like having fun. He was funny. He was laughing. He was.
You've got to apply steady judgment, even when things don't go your way. You got to make the tough calls, even when they're not popular. And even when they won't pay off right away or increase your poll numbers, you got to be able to handle criticism without taking it personally. You just got to brush it off and get the job done. That's some of what I've learned while serving as your president. That's some of what Hillary's learned as a senator and as a secretary of state. And that's why I'm voting for Hillary Clinton to be the next president of the United States.
Oh, my God, so stumbly, so horrible. Okay, here is one more. President Obama yesterday.
I have run my last campaign.
No.
And I couldn't be prouder of the things we've done together, but I'm ready to pass the baton. And I know that Hillary Clinton is going to take it. And I know she can run that race, the race to create good jobs and better schools and safer streets and a safer world. And that's why I'm fired up. And that's why I'm ready to go. And that's why I'm with her. And that's why I need you to work just as hard to make sure that Hillary Rodham Clinton is the next president of the United States of America. God bless you, North Carolina.
So stumbly. Awful. Can you play Chariots of Fire on your guitar? Pass the baton.
He also seems so excited that he's just out of there almost, doesn't he?
Yeah. He's taken just about enough crap, in my personal opinion. But, yeah, it was exciting. I thought it was exciting. All right.